Welcome back to Mind Vector. It is January 2nd of 2020. This will be the first episode this year, and we literally haven't done an episode since last year.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, Merry Christmas. Hope everyone had a good holidays. So today on Mind Vector, we're going to be talking about basically victim idolization and how people have kind of turn that to the extreme in a lot of ways that's come up in different demographics in society. So basically this started, I was browsing 4chan and I saw a link from the Telegraph, and it was about a dude named Adam Pearson. He's an actor and a disability activist. He basically made a claim that we may be moving towards what would be a new form of eugenics, since people are engaging in what people are calling selective abortions, meaning if they end up finding out that their child is going to be born with some type of severe genetic disorder, they're choosing to abort the baby. So we're going to be discussing that and how this guy is saying, along with, there's another activist too, his name is Frank Stevens. He has spoken about this issue too in the realm of Down syndrome. The last topic will be bug chasers. So yeah, if I was in that situation and I knew that my child was going to be born with a genetic disorder that was going to give him a very rough life, I can't really see a reason as to why I would want to put a soul through that. So people do make the argument that it's not like a death sentence to just a terrible life. It's not something that's written in stone, but at the same time, I think these people are kind of exceptional in a way that they may not be completely brought down by their condition, whereas other people could be.
Yeah, it's like, it's what they know, right? They don't know life any differently.
Yeah, and by not any...
So why would they end it?
Yeah, and I'm not saying by any means that, you know, they've had it easy, because being born with something like that is, you know, that's a rough card to be dealt. But at the same time, I can't really find a rationalization for wanting to proliferate genetic disorders, because you're just going to be putting another life through the hardships you've had. Like, if I had something that I knew we could edit out or avoid, I can't really justify wanting to put my child through that.
No, definitely. I mean, I remember back when we were pregnant, we'd go to the doctor and they tell you about genetic counseling and stuff if you've had your, you know, your genes analyzed, if there's any history in your family of, you know, really bad stuff like that that you would want to rule out for, and if you're open to the option of terminating. And we were like, yep, we're open to that. I mean, I guess just at the time that we were considering it, it was just, we couldn't really see ourselves, not so much putting up with it, but, you know, just going through, putting ourselves through something's difficult. We just didn't know what we'd be signing up for, so we weren't going to take that chance. And then going through a pregnancy is hard enough. It's like, well, why go through the added stress? And I mean, we're at the point in technology and medical science now that we have that option, you know, quality of life wise.
Yeah. And I don't really like the idea of kind of associating it with eugenics. I mean, eugenics is one of those things that does naturally occur. I mean, when you're selecting a partner to have a kid with, when you're deciding who you want to be with and who you don't want to be with, that's a natural form of eugenics. That's nature just playing out. So it seems like it's just almost inevitable, since technology is getting better, genetic research is getting better, that that's going to be something that people are going to be doing in the future. They're going to not want to burden their kids with something that could be so problematic to their life. So I think the thinking kind of comes from the current culture being in a state where people are taught that everything's acceptable and judging is bad and discrimination, and literally the discriminating at all to have preferences is some form of bigotry. And that's not necessarily the case, because discrimination is something that people naturally do. They should be free to choose what they want to do, what they don't want to do, what they like, what they don't like. So to get people to think at the opposite end of the spectrum where they can't make any type of judgment call, that's pretty detrimental. So, and I don't fault this guy for what he's doing. I think that he's pretty much making lemonades from the lemon nature gave him.
Yeah.
He's right.
Well, yeah, once you're here, it's like, what are you going to do? Somebody's going to want to be with him, though, and that's when the moral dilemma comes up of whether or not they want to pass that along down the line. But if you do your homework up front and, you know, you talk to the person or, you know, just look into their history, ask them about it, you know, get to know somebody, you'll figure it out whether there's something in their family that you might not want to risk. So it's a double-edged sword, though, because again, with the medical advances, it's like people are living longer, they're living healthier, there's, you know, treatments and stuff like that. So these things can kind of fly under the radar a bit when you're dating and whatnot. But yeah, it's rough because, I mean, these people are people, you know, they want to live their lives as best as it can with what they've got. So,
yeah, like he's not, these people that have these genetic conditions, they may be more likely to pass them down, but there's no guarantee that the kid's actually going to come out with that particular gene being dominant. So there is still the chance that they could have someone that doesn't have some type of, you know, visible irregularity.
And yeah, there's lots of stuff that you can't see. I mean, people don't, they're, it's like they look normal, but they're carriers for things. And if your partner happens to be a carrier as well, I mean, there's things like cystic fibrosis. I think that's one of them. That's pretty horrible to pass on. I mean, the kids suffer horribly. And there's no real way to know aside from genetic testing whether you're a carrier or whether your partner's a carrier. So that was one of the things that they brought up to us when we were, you know, seeing our doctor. But I don't know. It's hard. It's hard to make a call on that one.
Yeah, and I think, again, it kind of comes back to the current culture of everything being, like, nowadays it's kind of idolized to be a victim. And I think people get to the point where they, maybe not even consciously, that they see that people that are victims get so much attention and special treatment that they envy that in a way. Like, one thing that at least Adam Pearson is advocating for is for disability, for people with disabilities to be classed as protected citizens, meaning harming them or saying things against them would be considered hate crimes, which obviously, you know, everybody should have the same rights. You have a right not to be attacked or your property destroyed or anything like that.
So, well, society also has a right to not become disabled. I mean, if everybody that's disabled could fucking proliferate, then we're all going to be, you know, society is going to become that. Whatever it is.
Yeah. So, yeah, more of it. And it's kind of a product, like people get to that point where they have these conditions and they glorify them. So the next thing that's kind of similar is the bug chaser phenomena. Like in the gay community, there's a thing where people will glorify having HIV or STDs. So they go to, like, I think they call them bareback parties. They'll go there and just hope that they catch these things.
So they want to catch this shit because they think it's a leg up on society.
Yeah.
But it's like, that's short-sighted as fuck. Because, okay, with the disabled people glorifying their disabilities, they're only doing it because, yeah, life is rough for them. But people on the outside are like, oh, well, it looks great or whatever. Yeah, I'll get some benefits. You know, my kid will have benefits. But they're not seeing the whole picture. See, these people struggle day to day. You know, when it's bad enough, and I don't think they're giving the whole picture. They're not looking into it deep enough to really make an informed decision.
Yeah, it's something that I think I don't know exactly what type of psychological term to pin that under, but it sounds something like Munchausen. I'm probably butchering the
Munchausen.
Munchausen syndrome. where you want the attention for something bad. I mean, I think it comes out in women where they'll try to say that all these things are wrong with their kids so that they can get the attention.
Yeah, that's Munchausen by proxy.
Yeah. So it seems like it's kind of in the same vein as that way of thinking to me, at least. Because
yeah, that sounds very, very close to that. Yeah.
Like, at least in the documentary that I saw, this guy was given his accounting of it. He was gay and he thought it was going to be a cool thing to end up catching IV. And now that he has it, he's not happy with it.
Oh my God. I have a friend I went to high school with that had it, has it, will always have it. And he was dating around and the guys didn't know. And we were all hanging out and partying and stuff. And they were getting pretty aggressive and, you know, making out and stuff. And then spend the night at my house because my house was the party house. And then the next day I sent the guy a text. I was like, hey, you need to know this shit because this guy's not going to tell you. Because he's, for whatever fucking reason, was not going to be upfront about it. He was just too selfish about it. So I had to fucking step in. And he was like, oh my God.
Yeah, so, sounds like a rough position to be in, because if your friend has them and they're not telling people, you would, hey, watch out.
I was like, hey, have you told him?
Try to, you know, passively run interception there. Like, hey, you guys want to not do that?
Yeah, it was like, it was hard because I didn't outright tell the guy that I had told his, you know, potential boyfriend, because he wanted to pursue something serious, but they were already messing around and. It's, fuck. No, yeah, I wouldn't. No. No, thanks.
Yeah, and the other side of it is people get kind of bitter after they catch something like that, so they can kind of take a more malicious way of thinking and try to spread it.
Yeah.
So
I think there's that entitlement thing, going back to entitlement. It's like, well, I have this, and so should everybody else, you know?
Yeah, I think it comes from like some type of anger to want to do something like that, or they're trying to at least normalize something that's flawed about themselves. I think they're probably trying to normalize what they have, that way they don't feel that aversion towards it. So
get tested, people. Take them. Oh, no. This kind of shit is the shit that needs to be eliminated by, you know, natural selection, and people should know up front what they're dealing with, what they're going into.
Yeah, California actually made it legal several years ago to have sex with people without telling them that you have some type of STD or STI.
Real progressive. Fucking round of applause for that shit right there. Now people need to be careful. But yeah, I don't think poorly about anybody who wants to live their life and, you know, with a disability and just wanting to make the best of it, but don't put that shit on the rest of us.
Yeah.
Don't force that shit on the rest of us.
Yeah, we don't want it. A disability or an STD or something like that, that's not something you should be trying to proliferate, like, basically.
Businesses are already, there's already legislation against them discriminating for disability. Like, if you're qualified and you can do the fucking job, great. I'll make money from that, you know, as an entrepreneur. If I'm going to hire you, you can do the job. That's all I care about. I don't care if you're disabled or what. I mean, I see them all the time. I go to Kroger.
Yeah. And so, I think they actually,
and a lot of them are even better at doing those jobs because they don't have a whole lot of other burden, you know, that would hold somebody back. Like myself, I know I have a lot going on. So, you know, I think if I were more simple-minded, I could focus better on my job. So in a lot of instances, they can be better performers than non-disabled folk.
Yeah, and I'm sure they probably get some type of incentive for actually hiring disabled people. When I went to go see the Joker, at least at AMC, one of the guys who just took the tickets, he was in a wheelchair. He couldn't speak, so he was suffering from disabilities. But they still found him a place for him, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That they were able to do something like that for him.
Yep.
But, yeah, at least in Adam Pearson's case, he became an actor. I think the movie he was in, I think it's called Under the Skin. I haven't seen it. I was kind of reading more about it after I saw this Telegraph article.
Yo, yeah. He looks like he could be the new Elephant Man.
Well, that's one thing that he's he was complaining about in one of his BBC documentaries. That is,
was it?
Yeah, people to say that. So that's another thing that's kind of like contradictory too, is that I'm sure a lot of these people are kind of leftists. So I don't know exactly how they reconcile like being pro-choice, but also wanting to say that the woman choosing which baby she wants to keep and which one she doesn't is
yeah, it's kind
genocide.
Of a conflict of interest. Yeah, it's conflicted for sure. But I don't know. I feel like these people sometimes live in a bubble also, so they don't really have any, you know, wide perspective on how to live aside from how they get by, which is a lot of them can claim disability. So if you have that benefit already, then you're not exactly part of society fully. You know what I mean? As far as making money. And it's not because you didn't try, but just, I mean, if you were little and you grew up on disability, then that's all you know.
That's another thing that's kind of coming up, and I think that's another product of victim idolization now. People will actually get surgeries to get their limbs removed. Like, have you heard about that?
Yeah,
They'll actually go to ask doctors to do some type of performance that'll, like, some type of a surgery that will make them actually disabled. So, and I think that comes from people just seeing, like, everything that's floating around in the culture and they don't really have a filter for it. Like, some part of them wants that same attention or to be able to identify with people in that actual state easier. So they'll go to extremes to be able to just be down, to I claim, guess.
Yeah, to claim disability. Well, see, as a doctor, you have the Hippocratic Oath, so they're not supposed to do that, really. It's kind of a...
Another conflict of interest.
Yeah, you're not supposed to fucking do that. So if I were a doctor, I'd be like, let's get this guy a psyche eval real quick. And then we'll go from there.
Politics kind of comes into play and people will start trying to overthink it. Should the doctor be required to do something that's going to hurt me if I want it? And yeah, you can make an argument for that. But I'm sure there's some shady doctor out there that'll do whatever and not try to advise you.
All about the Benjamins.
But at the same time, I don't think that, because I'm sure in the future we'll probably see some type of case where a doctor is refusing to perform some type of surgery or procedure, and he'll be listed as discriminating because he doesn't want to do this. Whereas the doctor should still have the right to say that, hey, I don't want to hurt somebody, even if they're not in the right state of mind to see that this is going to detract from their quality of life.
Yep. So. Psyche valves. That's a good case for it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like a long time ago, I watched a documentary, or it wasn't a documentary. He was at a podium. He was making a speech. It was a ex-abortion doctor going through, you know, all the details of what his job was like and why he stopped performing abortions. It was for the same reasons. It's like he's not improving anybody's quality of life. He was more considerate of the babies, and so he stopped. He couldn't do them anymore. He just like walked out one day mid-abortion or something.
Mid-abortion.
Now I'm gonna leave that, put that one back in. I'm done.
Mid-abortion sounds kind of bad. Is the baby like, is it dead or is it dying or...
Let's put this one back in. I'm done.
Just shit. Change my mind and just shove it back in.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly what he said, but he was done.
Yeah, abortion is one of those things that can be pretty traumatizing. Ron Paul actually spoke about that he stood in for an abortion, and I think he said he basically saw them just leave the baby to die. Ugh. So that was one of those things that I'm sure was probably pretty rough to see firsthand, which I don't even know how doctors can actually go through with that. I wonder if they're able to actually choose.
They don't. They walk out. That once they're done, they're done. And then it's the nurses that they just hand it off. So they put it in like a room or something. And there have been accounts of nurses, ex-abortion nurses, that say that even like 14 hours later, it's still moving. It's still alive. So it's like kind of, it changes their whole perspective on it because they're like, what the fuck are we doing?
Yeah.
You know, if they can keep a baby alive, you know, premature babies that are born at like 20 something weeks, that's like less than halfway there. And they can save them and they grow up and they're perfectly normal. Then medical advances are getting better. So and pretty soon, you know, there'll be no need for abortion if you can just pull the baby out and save it and let it grow in an incubator and someone will adopt him or something, or, you know, it's like, what the fuck? Why abort? There's no need.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you're making really bad decisions at the last minute. Because nowadays, there's not really a reason to get to the point where you have to get an abortion. Like, especially not third trimester or anything like that. Like, early on.
Oh, hell no.
You should know pretty at a reasonable time and not have to resort to that.
And yeah, like, before you fucking lay down and spread it.
Have you heard about the breeding fetish that's becoming a thing now?
What's that?
So, for some reason, women are finding it, like, sexually arousing to get impregnated so that they can get an abortion.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so every day we stray further from God's light, as the meme says.
Good Lord. Where's my Bible?
Right. Makes me miss the days when I was a Christian.
Whatever happened to, like, child support, huh?
Yeah, well, there's that too. Women that will want to get pregnant so that they can use the baby as a paycheck, so.
Yep, cash cows. Yeah. Used to come in all the time at the grocery store I worked at. It's like caravan of kids. Just caravan following of them. Kids. Yeah.
Like little hood ducklings.
Yep. Slap down what is it called, their snap card.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Me and a friend were at a mall during the holidays, and it was such a funny thing. We're watching a mom and her daughter walk with her, and the mom, I guess she didn't realize anybody was behind her, so she starts scratching her ass. Then the little girl starts to scratch her ass, too. So it's like one of those cartoons where you see the ducks doing everything that the mom's doing.
Oh, no. That one's hers.
Yep, definitely. Class all the way down. But
no, that eugenics shit, I mean, they've been doing that with any animal that you see now is basically a product of selective breeding.
Yeah, same thing with most of our vegetables and fruits.
Yeah, it's like you always want to breed for the best of the best. And it's funny to me that this is getting glorified for disabled people who are essentially flawed in some way, that in a society where we're so keyed in on perfection, that this would be a thing.
Yeah, and that is kind of one of those things that seems kind of paradoxical about the leftist perspective, is for this desire to say that everything's okay. And if you actually believe that, then you would probably be pretty happy. You would think the world is perfect as is, but at the same time, they're also angry about everything and want to make all these radical changes. So it seems counterintuitive.
It seems like politics is more of a tool for them to take a shortcut.
Yeah, and with this guy, he, at least in the BBC documentary that I watched, and I'll link these documentaries in the description for those that are curious, there's a segment where he's just going around YouTube and reporting people for saying mean things, which...
The second you step out of your house, you're provoking that shit.
Yeah, and I mean, you shouldn't be an asshole to people you shouldn't be an asshole, period. You don't need to go around and just bash people. So, yeah, what they're doing is shitty by leaving those comments, but to classify it as hate speech, no. It's not hate speech to be an asshole.
And so, you shouldn't care about what strangers on the internet say about you anyway.
Yeah, definitely, because otherwise you'll get just paralyzed.
Shout out to the haters out there.
Yeah, we've had one or two. I remember the first one. The dissertation.
Go for it. Knock yourself out.
But
make yourself feel better.
Yeah, it's one of those things. It's kind of a slippery slope. like, again, at least for black people too, because everybody likes to compare themselves to black people, and black people are seen as the most victimized, which that's one of those things. Like, nowadays, I don't know why that's something that's stuck with our at least black Americans, our culture or whatever. So this guy, he was saying that, well, they arrested somebody for saying something racist. Why can't they arrest this guy who said something insulting to me in the comment section? So, and it's like, yeah, that's pretty extreme. Like, obviously, you don't want to have people just running around being dicks to people that are born differently or, you know, born with some type of condition like that. But at the same time, throwing people in jail, that's a little over the edge.
Mm, yeah, a little.
Yeah, a lot over the edge.
Next is the fatties.
Call somebody fat and then you go to prison.
Yeah, Lizzo, I'm looking at you, Lizzo.
Oh, man. That bitch. Yeah, that's...
Fat acceptance movement. That's another glorification of something that should just not be.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're fat, then that's fine and whatever, live your life, but you don't... I don't want my kids seeing that as, like...
Yeah, I'm fat.
Something
and
to aspire to.
Yeah, exactly. Hell? Like, I'm fat and I see it as a weakness, something that I haven't been able to manage in my life. So it's not something I should say that, hey, everybody should be overweight. Like, no, that's kind of ass backwards thinking is that. So, and I'm sure there's a lot of crossover too. The people that are, you know, up in arms about getting universal and free healthcare and all that are also people that are big on, probably, I'm sure the bug chasers probably cross over into that, and the fat acceptance people cross over into that as well. So
it's just all kinds of flaws being glorified.
Yeah.
But, okay, the difference being that the people who are born with disability don't have a choice.
Yeah.
Fat, being fucking fat is a choice.
Yeah, and it's same as being free from STDs, you know?
And it's reversible. Well, fat's reversible.
Oh, yeah. The STDs, not all of them. One of those, some of those you can't go back on, so.
Yeah, it depends on the flavor.
That's gross. Flavors of STDs.
Depends on the flavor.
So, yeah, you might be able to get some antibiotics or something for some of the little stuff. But, yeah, if you get full-blown AIDS, then...
Get that herpes.
People just start shouting out their STDs like it's a great thing. Herpes. Well, herpes. Gonorrhea. Herpes. start throwing up gang signs for them.
Hey, don't give anybody any ideas. We don't need any more of that. But no, the disabled don't have a choice, and fatties do. So
yeah,
no,
definitely.
Yeah, don't be fat.
Like it's and trying to force, like, going over the top. Like, Lizzo had those things last month where she was twerking at a Lakers game, then twerking at Chick-fil-A. Then there's a video of her breaking a table. She was singing and decided to jump on a table, and the table knew that its moments were numbered at that point. So
its expiration date had come. Is there anywhere she won't twerk? Good God.
The other tables are, like, marking themselves safe from Lizzo on Facebook.
She's going to twerk on her wedding day.
Probably.
Twerk down the aisle.
I'm sure that's already a thing, twerking down the aisle. Another thing that comes up regarding eugenics, California only recently stopped sterilizing inmates against their will. So.
They were doing that before?
Yeah, they would actually sterilize pregnant women.
Oh.
Which, I mean, it does make sense in a way, but I don't know if that's something we should be going down the routes of. I can get the thinking behind it, because if you're in prison, like, it shouldn't be the taxpayer's burden to pay for your kids. Because, again, people see incentive in these safety nets, and they'll just go after them for, you know, as a way to avoid having to do anything meaningful and contribute to society in a monetary way.
More little baby cash cows.
Basically. Except they're already born in the pen, I guess.
That's hard because that's like a basic life right to have to reproduce.
Yeah, well, at least with the United States. Well, when you're in prison. Yeah, when you're a prisoner, you lose your rights, so.
But your right to have a kid. I mean, I get it from a political sense and taxes and all that, but well.
Yeah, I mean, it's like they say, the government's the gun on the table and everybody's just fighting for control of it, so.
Well, couldn't they just restrict the visits? Like, why are there conjugal visits if that's such an issue?
Yeah, that would be one thing to do, but that's the thing. If the rate of returning to prison is pretty high, so if they get pregnant and they're a felon, then odds are they're probably going to come back to prison again, so.
Yeah.
I can get the thinking that would lead to people saying, well, why don't we just end up sterilizing them, so. But yeah, eugenics is one of those things that it's something that you really can't ward off completely. Because people are always going to want to manipulate their environment to some degree.
Yeah.
Like, and some people that hate black people, I've seen leaked audio clips of phone calls where people call Planned Parenthood and basically want to donate just so that they can get a...
Oh.
Yeah, they'll be like, hey, can you give this to a black family? Just to abort some black babies. Yeah. It's like, Jesus.
And they're like, oh, yeah, sure, we'll take your money.
Yeah, so.
Oh, my gosh. Vote with your dollars.
Yeah, I guess so. You can. I wouldn't really say that that's.
Well, does it matter, though? Because they're already in for abortion.
Yeah.
They're already. They're there. They're making the choice. The person that's getting the abortion, they are making that choice to self-edit their lineage, or to cut it off altogether, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it is something, I guess. It's I don't know, it's one of those things that's kind of convoluted. Even, like, in libertarian circles, abortion is kind of one of those things that's kind of a little difficult to argue. Like, I've seen feminists and some libertarians, they kind of get to the point where they'll phrase the baby as being a parasite if the mother no longer wants it in her body, because it does, at that point, technically violate her, you know, herself, her right to herself and her body. So it's a gray area, though, but it's, you know, it's not the baby's fault. So.
Ugh. Birth control. Anybody ever heard of birth control?
Yeah, so what? It's basically one of those things where last minute decision making.
All kinds of options. Why the fuck? I don't know. Guess the condom broke. Quit buying cheap shit. Are they making abortions free? Is that what it is? Or are they like, is there some kind of help there?
I mean, there are probably people that want it to be included. That's another thing that gets murky and politicized, because employers and insurance policyholders, it becomes a healthcare issue, and basically they get to decide what do they want to consider a medical procedure, what do they want to be financing, because it is unfair to you that if, let's say, you start a business and your employees want to engage in something that is against your moral code, should you have to pay for that, you know? Should the government come and force a gun to your head and say that, hey, you have to pay for this woman that killed her baby?
Mm.
Whereas in a ideally free society, you could say that, hey, I don't want to support that type of decision. So, but there are people that would like free abortions to be a thing, as well as for their employer and their insurance to pay for that. So,
well, I feel like there would be a conflict of interest for an employer, for their employee to have a baby, because that's downtime.
That's true, too. But
I guess the greedier ones would support it.
Yeah, if people weren't actually, like, I mean, one of the things that kind of keeps what we have going now is the fact that people don't really like responsibility that much. So if you start having a society that's freer and freer and freer, then the amount of responsibility you have to take on goes up because you don't have all these government services around for everything. So if people wanted to actually take time to invest in figuring out what the work culture is for that company, like let's say you have an employer that does want to provide for abortions or not allow them or even give you time off when you're pregnant and how much and all that. That's stuff that people would have to figure out which companies do that, which ones don't, and they would decide not to work at those. And if it became something that at large people just wouldn't do, then it would be something that the companies would be forced to change. Like the only reason the companies and governments get away with what they do get away with is because people allow it. The fact that it's hard to get people to cooperate and to unify is basically what allows for a lot of things like that to happen.
Yeah, there's so many levels to it.
Yeah.
I go to my next job interview, like, does y'all's health insurance cover abortion?
Ma'am, we're going to have to ask you to leave now.
Or they might say, yeah.
Yeah, they're okay, like, cool. We'll give you a call after we've interviewed the other applicants. Ooh. Resume goes straight into the shredder.
File 13.
Yep.
Love it. Yeah, a lot of days I think, God, we're so lucky we have healthy kids. They're tiresome, but they're healthy. That's all you can really ask for once you go down that road.
Yeah. I mean, I think kids' period are going to be tiresome, especially if they're disabled. That's another thing, too. Like, if you're lucky enough to be born to a family that has X amount of resources, the quality of life you get is going to vary differently, especially if you're someone with some severe type of disability. So,
yeah, it's like if the family wants to go for it and they have the resources, then I guess that's up to them. It's always up to the parent what they want to do, but everyone's situation's different.
Yeah, you might be able to actually afford to put your kid through private school or homeschool them or something like that if you have more money when you choose to have a kid. Whereas if you're lower on the economic ladder and then you have a kid that has special needs or something like that, then it's going to be a nightmare because most people just toss their kids into the public school system and the kid's going to get further traumatized. So you're going to have, like, a lot of scars under those disabilities, so.
Yep. It's rough enough having a healthy kid. Or two, for that matter.
But hopefully things will get better. People are hyped up about 2020. I think it's one of those years that sound really cool, so everybody's liking it. 2020,
yeah.
The year of clarity.
For sure.
2020 is associated with having perfect human vision. So,
well, it's like 2019 was so bad for everybody. It's like it can only get better from here. Starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Coming out of that dark cloud.
Yeah, I don't think we've had another like year that was hyped up like this since, what, 2012? That's when the Aztec calendar was supposed to end and everyone thought the world was going to burst into flames or however they think it ends.
Or Y2K before that.
Yeah, Y2K.
But you know, it's not the end of the decade. This is still the previous decade. So the next decade doesn't start till 2021.
Fun fact.
Fun fact. Just so y'all know. Because I've seen that new decade shit everywhere.
Yeah, I think that another way that that old Munchausen by proxy plays into modern life. There's a lot of people that are kind of forcing their kids to become trans.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so.
But that's all attention. It's all attention. Whether it's medical or social. Which I guess that's not as bad as making your kids sick.
Well.
To a point. Because they do the hormones. So
yeah.
Trying to transition
them. The kids get moody and they have to deal with more stigma and stuff like that. So it's one of those things I think that people get taught not to have any type of judgment call. So they're just like, oh, this is okay. This must be what it is. So it's a backwards way of looking at things that a little kid should be able to decide everything for itself when it has no knowledge of how things work, and the parents are barely able to pass on any wisdom to the kid.
Yeah, kids need guidance. You can't just let them all run amok and do whatever they want. No. Yeah. That's not how it works.
Yeah, definitely. A friend of mine, his foster family, apparently he keeps trying to recommend me to impregnate one of his, basically the lesbian couple that's a part of his foster family. Apparently they just want to have a black baby for some reason. And yeah, I'm like, I don't think I want to do that, because there's been cases where people are fighting that shit in court. Like, the mother ends up divorcing the father or vice versa, and now that the parent doesn't have custody, the other parent is trying to turn the kid into another sex, and it's all kinds of mess. And since they don't have custody, they don't have that much of a say over it.
Yeah, you won't have any say. Well, depending on how the legal shit goes down.
Ugh. Yeah, definitely.
No, I don't get into that.
Yeah, I definitely don't want to put a kid through that. That's a mess.
Yeah, so I saw a fucking Instagram page where there was like it's a lady that professionally is a surrogate for, I guess, gay couples. And it was the saddest thing, because they did like their maternity shoot, and it was the two guys and then the woman in the middle, like, pregnant. And then in another shot, she was like in the background, and it was she was blurry because she was further back than they were, and it was just them two in front. And just that image of her being back there by herself, pregnant, and them two just all happy and shit together. It was like so sad. Like, what is this shit?
It's like a dystopian future or something where women are just getting paid to have babies.
Yeah, it was just like she was just a prop just there.
It's weird too, because some feminists get upset about women choosing to be stay-at-home moms, and this lady, she's just taking it to literally the professional point. So.
Uh-huh. Okay, so if you had a womb, though, wouldn't you capitalize on that? And if it could make somebody's life better for it, I mean, you'd kind of be doing God's work in a way.
In a way. Yeah, I mean, I get it. I mean, people sell their eggs, people sell their sperm. So for her to want to be a host for two gay guys,
incentive. And if she's healthy and they're not passing, I mean, maybe they have a genetic thing going on, you know, and they don't want to pass that along. So they need her.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Yeah, that's a good point. If you know that you're going to have a kid that's susceptible to something, yeah, it would make sense to just find a surrogate.
Yep. And if you really, really want to have kids and you want at least one of y'all to be the biological parent, then what are your options, you know?
Yeah.
And you don't want to have a ton of abortions.
Yeah, for me...
If it's a heterosexual couple, then they don't want to go through the pain of in vitro and having to abort, because they have to implant multiple ones and then they have to like pick one.
I should laugh, but that's pretty horribly funny that they just have to keep trying until they get one thing to keep.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah, it's pretty grim. So yeah, dead baby jokes are not funny.
no, don't laugh at those.
Exactly.
But I mean, they can also select for sex. Like, they'll spin the sperm around, and then apparently there's a weight differential enough to where the male chromosome and the female chromosome sperm are separated, and then they just grab a bunch, and you're going to get a girl or you're going to get a boy, depending on what you want.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool, too. Yeah, there's some women activists who've been complaining about that some countries, they abort if it's not the sex that the kid wants, and usually it's women, because... In other countries, women kind of are a liability rather than a surplus of wealth. So,
But that's fucking because that's a cultural thing. That's something that you bring up your child to be better. That's not determined by the sex itself. So, I mean, they're being very discriminatory from the get-go right there.
Yeah, well, again, it's up to the individual, I guess. That's at least how I see it. I'm not staunchly pro-life or anything like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I get it. People are always going to try to seek the best that they can get for themselves. Then there's another article, too, about Iceland. They've seemingly eliminated abortion for the most part. So that's another reason that the disabled activists are calling this a genocide. There was one semi-good point that they're not curing these disorders. They're just killing people with them.
Wait, did they eliminate abortion or they eliminated
Down syndrome? Did I say abortion? I meant they eliminated Down syndrome. Yeah, they didn't eliminate abortion.
Yeah, they're not pro Down syndrome over there.
Yeah.
But Down syndrome's weird because it's a wide spectrum still. It's like you still don't know what you're gonna get, but it's like it's not that, to me it doesn't seem that bad of a disorder. At least not from the perspective of the individual.
Yeah, I mean, it depends. Same thing with what this guy had. I forgot what the disease was called. It was like neurofibromatosis or something like that. Mm. But for him, it's basically a condition where at the end of his nerves, tumors start to grow. And depending on the degree of your illness, well, your disorder, basically that can hurt like hell. So it's not an easy thing to have to integrate into your life that this part of my nerves are hurting just because tumors are growing on them. So
this was a Down syndrome individual?
No. This was the dude with the face.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's a crude way to phrase it, but yeah. That guy. Well, that's part of that condition. But go on about the Down syndrome.
Yeah, because they seem pretty happy. I mean, they're at risk for like other health issues and stuff like that, but it doesn't seem like something that severe enough for me to kind of justify just outright aborting. At least not anymore. There was a time when I was like, nope, I can't.
Well, me personally, I would probably not want to put my kid through it. Plus, even nowadays, people are taking all the DNA tests and stuff for fun nowadays, so if they keep expanding that, it'll probably get easier to figure out what you actually have. Like, I did one recently, and I found out that apparently I carry sickle cell. So,
nice.
It's common for black people.
Yeah.
But it's dormant in me. So, if I had a baby with someone who actually has it, then the odds are going to go up. So,
yep.
That's something that we would have to keep in mind if we want to risk that. But that one is not as bad. Like, that's one of those things that, yeah, you have sickle cell, but you're not going to be suffering to the same degree or limited in the same ways.
Yeah, Halle Berry has a sickle cell, though.
So. Yeah, so there you go.
If she can have it, you can have it. I would take that. I would take some sickle cell to look like Halle Berry.
Yeah.
That's a fair trade-off.
So yeah, if I had a daughter that looked like Halle Berry and she had sickle cell, so yeah, that's a free genetic pass.
There you go. Trade-offs. The genetic lottery there.
Yeah, free grandbabies basically.
Yeah, but I think if I had a third baby and if it had something, I would still keep it.
What would be the limit?
Ooh. I'm not that well versed in like diseases and stuff, but I think if it was something that it was only gonna live for, I don't know, like a few hours. Like there's people that give birth and their babies just die right away and stuff. I mean that's pretty heartbreaking. It's pretty heartbreaking because you go through the whole pregnancy and then you give birth and you're just holding the baby until it dies basically. And it's like why go through that? Why?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. If you know it's going to be like a 3-hour life, then that's not something you want to go through the trouble of.
Yeah, you're basically choosing your experience, though, on that one. And I just, well, it depends on the person's strength. I don't think I'd be strong enough to do that. There's,
yeah, if they can actually, if they can predict that one, that the baby has something that's only going to keep it alive for such a short time, I don't see the point in that one. That's like just playing spiritual high at the airport or something, you know?
Yeah.
Soul comes in and then it's right back out of the system, so.
Don't even get a chance to baptize it.
Right.
But like Down syndrome, I think that's, I'd be all right with that. But also they're kind of like raising children for the rest of their lives. They're like little kids. So there's that whole thing. They have like behavioral stuff. They can be trained or whatever, but
yeah, see, and that's another thing too. Like, it's kind of a limited way of living if they have to, their social circle has to stay their parents because of whatever condition they have. So
that's and then for aging parents to have a kid with Down syndrome that's still going to act like a child and they're still going to have like emotional outbursts, and I mean, once they grow up and they're full grown, then that's kind of dangerous.
Yeah.
You know, they have like psychological stuff going on, and but it's because of their limited, I guess, brain function. But it gets rougher once you're older, and then it's like, oh well, who's gonna take care of them? Although a lot of them still can live on their own and stuff like that, but like again, it's on a spectrum. Some of them are more capable than others. It's a crapshoot. But yeah, I just couldn't see myself putting a baby down.
Yeah, and other countries too, like they were giving Iceland flack about that, and the Asian countries, I think that's China that used to do that. They used to be more prone to aborting females. Then there's another article that I saw about this guy in Japan who just went around stabbing people at a disabled home. And disability activists were saying that there wasn't enough concern over this, which is one of those things that's like, I mean, no one's happy to see stuff like that happens. So it's, I don't really think that classing them as like protected citizens or victims of hate crime really changes anything.
Yeah, I wonder what, if they charged him for anything. Yeah. Or if they were just like, oh well.
I'm sure they weren't just like, oh well, but
oh well.
But yeah, like this guy ended up saying something like it is better that the disabled disappear. So that's one of those things that it's brutal, but it's not something that is okay in any circumstance. You know, once you're alive, you have a right to life. So people like that are still criminals, and I don't think turning them into like hate criminals really does anything different. I guess maybe you could argue that you're further stigmatizing it, but if it's something you feel that strongly about, they're still going to do it regardless.
Yeah, but he's like he's still kind of a public liability, because then anything else that he deems stab-worthy, then he's going to go on a rampage again. I would still lock him up.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying don't lock him up, but if you say that making the crime into a different word isn't basically changes how horrible the act was. I'm not saying don't lock this guy up. Yeah, he fucking murdered people, you know, throw him into the jail.
Yeah, throw him in the hole. But it's like, where do you draw the line at disability, though? Because technically, if you look at California and all the homeless and that issue, they're not doing anything about it. It's expanding into the public health realm.
That's a good point, because those people that are suffering from mental health issues, I mean, that would probably be the next thing in like the future. If we're able to start manipulating our genes that precisely, we always want to start aborting people for having certain mental health problems, like definitely for the ones that would be at the extreme, like if they're like maybe a psychopath or stuff like that. But then again, I mean, you could still be pretty useful as a psychopath. You could just become like it sounds bad, but if you go into, I don't know, maybe be a butcher or something like that. So there's a place for people with that way of looking at the world. So now we would have some other consequence, because now we have everybody who can't kill the chickens or kill the cows because they're empathizing with them.
Yeah, you just never know if your kid's going to end up being a merc or a successful CEO.
Yeah, or I don't know, you could maybe merge the two somehow, become like a CEO of a private military corporation or so, I don't know. But
there are perks to being sociopathic, at least.
Yeah.
They don't have any sort of limitations as far as, you know, getting things done. You know, as far as...
Yes, sociopaths are quicker to disregard the rules. So
yeah, the rules and people's feelings and whatever little bullshit that gets in our way.
Yep. I've heard that, too, that they say that people that are prone to... Well, people with narcissistic personality disorder, that they'll become teachers or therapist sometimes, which can be useful, because if you're in a bad situation, like if you're a teacher at a bad school, maybe that'll be useful for keeping you able to deal with the stresses there. And if you're a therapist too, you wouldn't want a therapist that can't do anything but cry when they hear your problems.
Oh, so hell no.
If they're able to just kind of be more clear-cut and not distracted by the noise of one's own feelings, then there is a benefit to that, and definitely.
Yep. But yeah, I think overall I'm for eugenics, as long as it's as long as we're the people and the personal, you know, people involved are selecting.
Yeah.
Well, like maybe even incorporate public education to have something along the lines of educating, or at least beginning the educating us on genetic and which I had that in high school. I remember taking genetics in high school, but it was like, I don't know, maybe 2 weeks that we covered it. And it's like, that's not enough.
Yeah, I don't remember all that much about it. I remember, I think it was something we would draw. I think it was a Punnett square or something like that.
Uh-huh.
It was to show you how the likelihood changes depending on what genes both parties are carrying.
The dominant and the recessive.
Yeah.
But so if people were more educated on that, then they'd apply that to their lives. So there wouldn't be any need for public policy on it.
Yeah, genetics is always one of those things that's really interesting, because that's when you really start pushing the limits of what's free will and what's fate and everything. So you get to find like all the dark truths about humanity, and you get to find some other stuff that's pretty neat. So it's always like a controversial space.
Well, it's controversial when it comes to people, but basically everything else that we have is chosen that way. I mean, dogs. I've been looking into dogs a lot, so.
Yeah.
They track all and the lineage and the breedings and the puppies, and they're all, if they're registered, they have to track all that just to make sure that the dogs don't end up with some kind of genetic disorder.
Yeah, that's true. Even with people, though, like people like to have purebred people, like royals, they used to do that. They would inbreed in the family to keep their bloodline pure, and finally some type of disease would kill them because it's just too much inbreeding.
Rockefellers.
So I can't remember the guy's name, but I was reading like about one really bad case. This guy was like mentally sick from all the inbreeding. Like they said that this dude had like really off-colored skin and everything. Like he got to the point where he would tell his subjects to go unbury family members just because he wanted to see them. And then he would go and just stare at their corpses that have been dead for who knows how long.
What? So,
God, I can't remember that guy's name. I found it one night when I was just browsing around the internet. But that's one of those dark, interesting things from history.
Oh.
So yeah, in genetics, it's crazy what, like, it changes how you look at everything. Like, if you really start going down that rabbit hole, like, a lot of the bullshit kind of falls away. Like, even racism, too. Like, racism is one of those things that you just kind of realize it's just, like, a planet of genes all trying to proliferate themselves. You don't really have, like, trying to hate one race or another or anything like that, because it's, everyone's just a person. And if you can breathe, then you're in the same species. So, I mean,
yeah.
If you do a genetic test, you're going to find out that you're a mixture of a lot of different types of humans. So...
Yeah, I don't really see myself having anything more than like Mexican. Maybe a little bit of Middle Eastern in there somewhere, I think.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. I would recommend doing one. They're pretty fun. I was surprised at what I found was in me. I didn't expect some of the things.
Yeah, I need to link up with somebody that'll let me use their address or something. I'm paranoid. I ain't getting framed for no future crimes.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think I did a pretty good job in the genetic diversity as far as reproducing. I'm Mexican and my husband is white. So I think we're all right.
I mean, there's a lot of white in Mexicans because of Spain, so.
Oh, we ain't got that. No. We don't have that. I mean, our kids are all right, so I think we're okay.
No, they shouldn't fall to some type of disease or something like that. But, all right, we're going to go ahead and wrap up this episode of Mind Vector. So leave your thoughts, questions below in the comments section. We thank you for tuning in. And follow us on, please like and subscribe if you enjoyed what you heard.
Later.